infrastructure stands proud, but staff and medicines are in short supply. Oh, okay, so this is the problem. Mm. And patients cannot be accommodated. That is the problem. 7 kilometers from Kimberley's famous Big Hole sits another one of mining city's record-breaking landmarks, and that's South Africa's most expensive mental health hospital. With a price tag estimated at 2 billion rands, Kimberley Mental Health Hospital in the Northern Cape has certainly left a big hole in taxpayers' pockets. Originally budgeted at 290 million rands, costs ballooned at construction dragged on for 13 years. For long periods, the building site perched derelict and ghostly on the city's fringes, with vandals and weather conditions destroying existing structures. It was also quoted that a monument of corruption at an unprecedented scale. This is how Northern Cape Premier Zamani Saul described the hospital at its official opening on the 30th of September 2019. She said that media reports have recorded the hospital's estimated costs at different amounts. When Spotlight put the 2 billion rand figure to Provincial Health MEC, she concurred. It would appear, though, that the exact extent of cash squandered on the hospital is hard to compute. Set among thorn trees scattered over dusty copies, the new hospital sprawls across 336,000 square meters and it's 36 orange and gray blocks jutting against the sky. So despite the magnitude of its impressive exterior, the hospital is still running at less than half of its full capacity. Of the 287 beds available, only 110 patients can be admitted. This, top management says, is because of a lack of funding for staff and also medical supplies.
Wait, when the Department of Health gets like money from the government, like, doesn't it accommodate for all the sectors of health, like
hoped that
why Bona, when they're not getting like money to function as an organization, what's
happening?
Of course,
right? Because what is the point of having a mental institution if they don't have medical supplies and enough beds to accommodate mental health pathology suffering patients, you know?
And man, we have a lot of people.
We have a lot of them. And I feel like this is something that could have been prepared for the longest time. I mean, it's not only people in Kimberley, that go through mental, illnesses. Mm. And I feel like because this is the biggest mental institution that South Africa has, it could be a monument for everyone in South Africa to come to whenever they have the biggest mental problem that, South Africa can deal with.
Yeah.
So more than anything, this should be an institution that has everything that any patient needs, especially when it comes to their mental health needs.
Yeah. Now that the news has came out, we just hope that they'll be able to like function well and be able to cater for those who are in need of their service.
Yeah. Of course. And I'm so happy that we found out about this because I know for a fact that it's not a lot of people that know about this hospital. Maybe people that live in Kimberley, yes, but us here in Gauteng, and I hope that other people in, not only there, but in Durban and other provinces are listening and they know where to make their way whenever they need help with their mental health. Let us know your opinion on 081-7255-228. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, simply at UJFM. And of course, you can continue to stream us live on www.uj.ac.za. Don't touch that dial.
You are tuned into UJFM.